It's a new day.
It's a whole new year, bro.
It's a whole new year. We're literally recording this on the first day of the new year.
January 1st. What is it about the new year that makes that just have, like, just gives you this energy?
I guess maybe because new year, it feels like it's a new beginning. I mean, technically, it is a new year by whatever the calendar and shit. So you kind of feel like it's the end of something and the beginning of something new, yeah. You know? It's like, you know, it's just crazy. It's because it's kind of like, how do I say it? Yeah, it's just like, you know, when you're like, bet, this year's done. You kind of think of it like this is in the past now type of thing. And it's really interesting. I had this thought yesterday. I was thinking, I don't know about this year for you, but like the New Year's didn't feel like New Year's. Maybe that's because of all the shit that's happening since the pandemic and all these things. It didn't feel for me like a technically New Year. Like I remember yesterday.
Because you didn't, what did you do? Did you do anything?
I mean, just chilled with a couple friends. You
so
know?
You went out?
Yeah, just with a couple friends where we were just chilling at a house and everybody was like having fun. But
did you watch the ball drop?
No, I forgot all about that.
No, I didn't either. But I was laying on the couch and then, you know, you can hear the fireworks outside and then the fireworks all intensified. And I looked at my phone. I was like, yep, midnight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember like we went to a friend's house and like we heard fireworks, but they were a little bit further out in the country. And then I was like, is that a firework or is that a gunshot? Which is always fascinating to me, hearing gunshots.
Dude, the people across the street were letting them off.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was pop, 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 pop.
Oh, I heard that. You just reminded me. I remember that one New Year's. I remember. What? Remember, like, I think one New Year's, we were chilling at the house. This was years before the pandemic. And I remember I told you about, so we had these neighbors that lived kind of, they lived diagonal to us. And it was like a New Year's and you hear fireworks or something like that. It was a celebration, right? And then all of a sudden, I looked out my window. I'm like, what is that sound? I know it was a gun. The neighbors were just like, they had a gun. They were like, ta, ta, ta. And then they pointed at the ground and they're like, ta, ta, ta.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Well,
it was the Asian neighbors?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But this time it was different neighbors. It wasn't them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wasn't them. Yo, it was wild. I was like, what is this dude doing?
They were shooting the ground?
They were shooting at the ground.
Oh, that's different.
And I was like, and I didn't know at first. I was like, yo, is somebody upset at somebody? I'm like, this is not a good situation to be in if somebody's upset and somebody's got a gun. But one thing I noticed is like towards the new year, end of the new year, what always happens is people's always, they get very reflective of the year of, I see this a lot and it's nothing against nobody where they're like, you know, it was crazy year. I did a lot of things. I suffered. I did all these things or whatever. Now it's time for a new beginning. And I was like, I can't relate. I can't. Not
really.
That. Yeah. I
thought I saw you put up something recently that was similar to that. Maybe on your story. Did I not? Where you were like, it's been a rough year or.
Oh, you talking about the cat meme that I did?
I don't remember. Wasn't you? I don't know.
I don't think it was me. I put up a meme of a cat that was a mechanic.
Oh, yeah. It was that.
Yeah. And I was like, this is how I feel after the year. Okay. That's all I said.
You just feel like a worn out cat mechanic, huh?
Basically, I worked on so many cars. It's been a long day and, you know, I'm like tired. But that's what it feels like. I guess maybe because I always forget what happened the year before. But this year felt like a lot of work, like a lot of not work in the sense of like working on things like, okay, it more so felt like there's a few things we got to do personally. But then also it felt building, if that makes sense, like I'm building something.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Can I tell you how I brought in my new year?
Yeah, how'd you do that?
So I drank for the first time since like the Super Bowl, I think.
I saw you post a picture. I was like, what's Jetty doing with a Smirnoff? Five of them?
I had five. And it was a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, my God.
And bro, on the second one, I was feeling it.
Oh, my God.
Because used to be two of them wouldn't do anything. And I put together a Lego set, a car.
Oh, the Ferrari one. Was it the Ferrari
one? It was a Porsche.
Porsche.
I got drunk and played with Legos by myself.
Sounds like a good time, man. It's crazy because I think I saw you had went back to your fam's house, didn't you? And you had a Lego car there, right? Or was it the same one?
Well, that was different. I actually wasn't at my family's house. I was at a hotel.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw that, but then it's crazy because I saw that and somebody else got a different Lego car. And I was like, oh, I guess this is a new thing right now.
Well, somebody else copied me?
Not the same car, but it was a different color.
What the fuck? Why are they copying me? So can I tell you a real quick story?
Yeah.
So after Christmas, I had planned to come back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So then I walk in the house and the guys there, they're like, oh crap. We didn't think you'd be back. We thought you'd be back, after New Year. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yo, we're sick. Like,
oh, whoa.
So they never got tested, but they were like kind of down and out. And I was like, oh crap. So I put on a mask real quick. And I talked to my parents and I was like, well, should I come home? What should I do? You know, I don't want to catch COVID. So I went and chilled at a hotel for a bunch of days. And it was actually amazing. I don't know why I loved it so much. I haven't been in a hotel. I don't know the last time I was at a hotel. And I got so much work done and it just kind of, I don't know. It almost like recalibrated myself like, yo, I'm spending too much time doing bullshit and I'm not focusing. And when I was at the hotel, there was nothing to do but do work. And it was good and it felt fun. Like, that's when I created like a whole new project I was telling you about earlier. Created that whole thing at the hotel. And I don't know, man. So then stayed there for a little while. The guys are good now. And then I came back to the house and yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Where sometimes when you've been in an environment for so long, you kind of get kind of accustomed and you get in a certain type of way. So every now and then it's good to kind of get out and get away from it. I guess maybe that's why I don't do it as much anymore, but maybe I should. Sometimes is when I would go hiking or like hiking up in the bamboo forest and stuff. And I'd like it because it's kind of a break away from the city. You feel like you're outside of and you kind of forget about a lot of stuff and you come out in a whole different type of thing. It's, you know, like little getaways like that kind of reopen your mind a little bit.
I agree.
Because that reminds me, I think I remember one time, like I know when I'm here at the house, sometimes I'm very much in work mode. I think of like, I need to get this done, I need to get that done, I need to get that. But sometimes it doesn't ever, I feel like I don't have enough time to chill or do maybe something that I want to do for fun. Like as far as like playing a game or something like that. Just to,
I feel like I've fallen into the opposite of that. I'm spending too much time just bullshitting and
not getting work done.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll go do my reviews and then the rest of the day I'll just watch YouTube and just bullshit. You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
So I'm going to try to make some changes.
I remember, I think it was for, was it for Thanksgiving? I think it was for Thanksgiving. We went to my partner's, her mom's house and like just chilling and not having my stuff there and actually just chilling actually was like a good feeling. I'm like, oh, I feel like a normal person again instead of a workaholic.
Okay.
And so it's interesting that there are moments like that because sometimes I kind of feel like I'm not doing enough. You know, I need to do more. But when you take the breakaway and I kind of be like, well, I get to chill now. And my brain's like, oh, yeah, we do need this too, you know, and not always working. But I see what you're saying, though. It makes sense where you're like, well, I mean, I don't have my usual things around. So I guess I'll do this. It's nice to recalibrate yourself.
I've fallen off of the fitness wagon also. I gained 11 pounds.
Damn, bro.
I haven't worked out at all. I just been eating great food. The food was fucking amazing when I went home. I ate constantly. Everything. Steak just amazing.
Oh, wow.
We went to this donut place.
Oh, my God.
I got the fanciest donuts. Fancy, bro.
I feel it.
All kind of flavors. You know what I mean?
I think on my fitness journey, I'm about the same. I'm still working out. I do need to switch up my diet a little bit more, but I'm still trying to be persistent in working out. And like just continue to hit it. I'm trying to do 6 days a week, but that's trying to, now I'm thinking maybe like 4 to 5 days a week. That might be better as far as balancing myself.
I got
to
get back to it. One thing I did notice that I feel like I'm happier when I don't work out, which sucks, right? Because working out feels good and then you become fit and then you lose weight and it's a good thing, but it's also tiring.
Yeah,
and maybe I'm doing it too much. Maybe I need to switch up the amount workout of stuff I do, or I don't know.
That that probably also comes into the talk of like, are you taking your vitamins? Do you take certain things to help you energize yourself to make sure you know you're as efficient as you are for your body? Yeah,
I took ivermectin, so I'm good.
Ivermectin.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
I took it.
This podcast has been flagged.
Oh, I take it back. I didn't do that. Don't flag us.
That's hilarious.
No, I got vitamins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I take
you got vitamins?
I take my daily vitamin every day.
Do you take vitamin D?
I think it's in my vitamins, I think.
That's the most important one when it comes to COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say that the people that COVID hits really hard are
low on vitamin
insufficient
D.
In vitamin D.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you also get that from the sun, too, right? Yeah. Yeah, so it helps.
That's why those hikes make you feel good. The sun's just...
Just beating you down.
Putting that D on you.
On your shoulder. I was going to say, because I take a daily vitamin. Another thing that helps is I have... this mushroom pill that's for your brain for clarity, kind of like on it, alpha brain type of thing.
What is it?
It's like lion's mane mixed with like a bunch of other thing.
I think I tried that once.
Yeah, so I take that every day for like try to make sure that I'm mentally like good to go and don't have brain fog as much.
I got kava because I think you suggested it to me.
Kava, I think maybe it's.
But I don't take it anymore. That stuff makes you gives you a little jitter. That's not good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a little crackhead jitter when you take it. That stuff ain't, something ain't right.
I have that. And then I also have this thing called L-carnitine. And then that's like to help with energy, metabolism, and stuff. That I usually mostly for working out or like if I have a day that I'm going to go work at my little part-time gym and I'm moving around a lot to make sure that I'm constantly like energized.
Sounds like a Mexican vitamin.
Oh, my God. L-carnitine. Like,
can I take that?
You could take it. Okay. I think it would probably help with like metabolism, your energy.
I was just joking when I said, can I take that?
No, I thought you were. Here I am trying to recommend it. No, I did it just because for working out, it helps you kind of.
Mm.
It does a lot. There's people who are smarter than me who are like, he don't know what the fuck he's saying, but it helps. It helps. So
right.
That and protein shakes and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I do that. I take a lot of stuff. I was thinking about that today because like we had breakfast and I was like, oh, I got to take my vitamin. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I didn't take my vitamins today.
Need to take them, bro.
Dang, bro.
Your body's going to be like, well, time to go to nap time.
But it's 2022, everybody.
It is 2022. And so I'm very hopeful for this year.
Me too.
I say that now, knowing not what the fuck's going to happen, but
let it happen.
Let it happen. It's funny because people talk about another lockdown and stuff. And at this point, I kind of feel like, well, I can probably still be successful in a lockdown.
Look, the Omicron needs to just infect everybody, and then we just get past it. That's the only way we're going to get past it.
Okay. So you're saying everybody just go out, have fun, and
just go sneeze on your next door neighbor.
Oh my God! Did you notice? So you know, there were a couple people weeks before that were like a couple events going on for like New Year's Eve, and then because of Omicron, like cases started to come up. Like all of them, if not most of them, got canceled. And they got postponed, not postponed, but
I believe it. I didn't know about it, but I believe it.
I was like on Instagram and maybe because I know a lot of DJs who were spinning at a few places, they're like, I'm going to be here. And then because of, you know, all the cases going up, they're like, actually, it's canceled.
Spider-Man spread COVID.
Spider-Man.
Because yeah. COVID was down and then Spider-Man came out.
Oh.
And everyone went to go see Spider-Man in theaters.
I think it was the top selling movie of this year.
Which is why we should just get rid of movie theaters. We just watch it on TV, bro.
I love the movie theater.
I don't like it.
I love movie theaters.
I don't like the guy in front of me that coughs and talks to his girlfriend and ruins the movie for me.
I get that. What we need is we need to get... I got it.
What?
I figured it out just right now. This is what we do.
What?
Movie theaters, this is how they stay. So if you're kind of like that... The seats need to have an option where you press a button, right?
Mm.
And it kind of, if you're with, like, let's say if you got a girl with you or something, you press a button, both of y'all get enclosed in the soundproof thing where you can still see the screen but can't hear the people.
I feel like everybody's going to be fucking in there.
No, it shocks you if you know. if it starts to sense you removing
you
clothing.
You take off an article of clothing, you get shocked.
Uh-huh. It's like, no, none of that.
I got an idea.
All right.
So you're in your car.
Okay.
The windshield,
okay.
Boom, turns into a screen. Movie displayed on your windshield. Obviously, you're not driving.
Of course. Parked. I was imagining somebody driving like, oh, let's take this shit to the crib. And then they crash. No.
How dope would that be? Tesla. That should be the 2045 Tesla 2045. Edition.
2045. Jesus. Okay.
Elon.
I could see that actually, because I mean, that'd pretty soon, they started to do those windshield, not windshield display, but... You know how in sometimes like sci-fi TV shows, it'll be on the windshield displays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see that little in the corner Netflix or something.
No, not. I'm talking about the whole thing.
Whole shield.
The whole windshield.
And then the good thing would be it makes your car immobile so you can't move it.
There you go.
Unless you get out of the movie or, you know, X out of it or something like that. That actually sounds like a good idea.
I'm smart.
But I was about to say, I thought you were going to describe a drive-in movie theater. And I was like, that's a drive-in. I was like, that's a drive-in movie theater.
Well, maybe the only way you can download the movie is you drive to this specific parking lot. Mm-hmm. And then the movie downloads to your car. Then everybody's watching the same movie.
I think we'll get there one day. That's
kind of stupid.
That is. I just keep thinking drive-in movie theater. Drive-in movie theater. That's what it makes me think of. But speaking of, have you ever been to one?
Never.
Never?
Probably when I was a kid. I don't know.
Man.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been to one here in Atlanta. Mm. It's, I forgot the name of it, but I went with a bunch of friends. I used to work at the World of Coke, and I was a photographer there with the other group of, like, we just photographed people there or whatever. And we were all like, let's go see some scary movie. So we watched a scary movie. It was like a double feature. That, and then after the scary movie, it was like, one of Kevin Hart's stand-up specials. Mm. And so we just chilled. Somebody had like a truck or like a car with a back, and they just reversed it so that way we could just chill, lay in the car and watch the thing or whatever.
Dang, bro.
It's pretty cool.
You ever been to a dollar theater?
Man, I missed as a kid. Yes. Back home in Arkansas, bro, we would frequent that theater so much because it was a dollar. And like, it used to be called, I think it was called Tandy 10, Tandy, something like that. And it was like, I remember it had this cat was the mascot or something like that. But what would happen is you had the dollar theater that was closer to our home. And then up this hill was the more expensive theater. Mm. So sometimes if like my mom didn't want to go pay the extra whatever to go see the new movie, she'd be like, it'll come to the dollar theater, you know, later. We'll just see it then. And literally we would go there all the time until one day, I guess, you know, it just went out of business, couldn't compete anymore. Yeah.
Actually, when I was in college, there was one at Clemson, and it was a popular one, you know, all the Clemson kids would go to. Mm-hmm. And it was shitty, but everybody loved it. I mean, the floor was sticky as hell.
Of course, of course.
They had a bunch of old movies, and but yeah.
I remember at that old dog theater, it was kind of hood a little bit too, because like people wouldn't give a fuck and they would talk during the movie, but it was pretty fun. Like sometimes people get into fights and stuff like that.
During the movie.
Yep, during the movie. Somebody's like, you know, somebody would be talking, somebody say, shut the hell up. They'd be like, oh, really? And then next thing you know, people going at it.
I told somebody to shut up one time in a movie.
Did they shut up? They said, who said that?
It was a guy and his girlfriend, and through the whole movie, she was like, what's that? What's Superman? What is happening? And I just got so sick of it.
Oh, you
were just like, yo, shut up. And the guy said, did he tell me to shut up?
Oh my God.
She's like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Oh my God. That's all. But that is annoying.
Yeah,
especially when you're trying to watch it. So like, I have this thing when I'm watching movies. The only time I've accepted it. Well, hold on. First, only when I'm watching a movie, like, I don't like people asking me questions. Mm-hmm. You know, for the most part, I'm like, what happened? Who's that? Who's that? I'm like, watch the movie. You about to learn, exactly. You know, or like, you know, what's about to happen? I don't know. I don't know either. Let's watch it. You know, but I remember one time whenever, was it Avengers Endgame came out? Mm-hmm. You remember when we went to the movies at that? It was me, you, Silence, and Kat.
Was it the really big screen?
Yeah, the very big screen. Yeah. And I had seen it already first beforehand. And like the first time I went to the theater, cause I wanted to go see it again. The first time, bro, people were in there cheering like it was a football game. Mm-hmm. They're like, that's the shit right there. Like people were in, like, it was all joined. You were excited.
Right.
I remember this dude next to me was like, he saw Spider-Man come back. He was like, that's my motherfucker right there. That's Spider-Man. You know, I'm like, damn, bro. But then I remember when we went, I was like, I wonder how people are going to react in this one. We're just chilling. And then, of course, when everybody comes back from wherever they came from.
Spoiler alert
for a 5-year-old movie. But when everybody came back, I was like listening and looking at the energy, and everybody started cheering. And I think even Sansa Cat might have been like, hey, yo. But that one, I felt excited. I felt like I was on a ride. I was like, this is crazy, you know. But every other movie, I'm like, no, everybody shut up.
Right.
Or maybe, I take that back, scary movies sometime are good when people are yelling, because it makes it that much more fun. I remember watching Paranormal Activity, that documentary style movie or whatever, and everybody would be screaming and yelling when like jump scares would happen, and everybody would just be laughing afterwards.
Fun looks. I don't want it.
Damn, you said
I don't want it.
Canceled.
Cancel it.
Cancel it. Has anybody, let me ask you this, in a movie theater like that, has anybody ever been escorted out that you've been in?
No.
No? I think I've seen like once or twice. Yep.
What happened?
Somebody complained about someone being on their phone or being loud. And of course, the movie people came in. They're like, sir or ma'am, you got to go. We're going to refund you, but you got to go. And then the person getting escorted out got upset. Was like, what the fuck you mean? This is such a whatever. So I've seen that a few times.
I went to go see one of the Jurassic Parks when I was a kid with my grandma. Mm-hmm. And my grandma went to go complain to the movie people because it was too loud. And she asked them to please turn it down a little bit.
Oh, shit. I've never heard that.
I don't think they turned it down.
Oh, they're like, we got you. We'll turn it down.
We'll turn it down.
And then it'd be funny if somebody would have came out and been like, see, it's turned down. It's better. And like, that's hilarious. I think I saw there was a TikTok where some movie theater, I don't know where, but they were supposed to watch some animated movie like for kids, but they couldn't do it. So they actually had to connect like a Fire Stick or something to the projector and do it via like Amazon Prime or something like that.
What?
Or like HBO Max or something like that.
All right. I got a funny one.
What's that?
In Clemson, there was this this film. It was this room, right, that you could go watch movies in. Okay. And you could do it for free. And it was even, like, before the movies came out. It was, like, this special thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And you had to, like, do something, some little email to get invited, and then you could go to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it was The Italian Job. Me and a friend went. You remember that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
So, we went to go watch that movie. And then about halfway through the movie, the screen starts to turn orange, and it kind of starts glowing. And it looked like this effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, wow, that's a weird transition. Like, and then you hear the people, they keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like the screen is just turning all these colors. And then you smell smoke.
Oh, wow.
And then somebody's like, yo, the projector's on fire. So then everybody looks back and literally the projector,
see
it on fire.
And you're like, oh, shit.
We only saw half of the movie.
Wow. And then you're like, that was enough. No. Never saw it again.
Yep.
Damn, that's crazy. I've never had that happen before.
I forgot about that.
I've had the only other I like
it. That was my not all here moment.
That was your not all. Yeah. Well, there you go, guys.
That was it.
Not all here moments in the middle of the podcast now. The only things that I remember are like, you know, in places like that is sometimes I guess it everything's like on an automated system. So like if I think the theater knows like when the trailers are playing to not completely turn the lights out, but kind of lower them.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the movie starts, it's like, okay, it kind of knows. But I've been in a few theaters sometimes where like the lights are still on during the movie.
Oh, they fucked up.
Or like the projector is off center or and it's not completely centered. So you kind of get a little bit of white screen with the movie off the right.
Damn.
And people are yelling. And so it's super funny. I've seen it like that a few times. And so
yeah.
It's always funny what happens. I think I went when we went to go see me and Pee. We went to go see
Pee Wee.
No, Pee. My partner.
He said Pee Wee.
No, Pee. We went to go see.
Oh.
There's a comma there.
Pee Wee. I'm like, who's Pee Wee?
Who Pee Wee? Who Payway? No. We went to go see the Suicide Squad.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was that movie where I think the lights were on a little bit at the beginning, and then somebody had to go say something, but I can't remember.
What's
going on?
You got any New Year's resolutions?
That's interesting. I actually do not.
Dang, bro.
Giving up
on life already?
I'm giving up.
God.
I said, fuck it. I'm moving to the mountains. No.
Well, there we go.
No. So the end of this year kind of made me realize a lot of things about myself, what works for me. So I had a discussion with my homie Stolen Drums. And he was talking about being goal-oriented versus process-oriented. And
tell me about this.
So when you're goal-oriented, you know, you kind of like, this is my goal to get a million streams and then to drop 3 projects this year. When you're kind of like that, sometimes you lose sight of being in love with the process and you're more focused on the goal. Mm. And then once you accomplish a goal, you're looking for another goal.
That makes sense.
You just keep looking, and you never really enjoy or get to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And so, I've been like that my whole life for the most part. And he was saying that his, the way that he does things is that he just want, his goal is to always be in the process. Mm. So he's in this perpetual state of success.
I like that.
And so this year, of course, now I say all of that to say that I do have some goals, but to be honest, I'm not mainly focused on that. What I want to do is just more so continue to always make music, you know, drop a project, or like just be in love with, you know, the things that I do. Mm. So this year's, I didn't really have any resolutions to be like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I more so said, I'm just going to create music, you know, and I said like another thing was like, I'm getting back into photography, or I'm getting back into video, videography work. So as I'm getting back to that, I don't have any goals to be like, I'm going to do 5 big videos this year. It's more so just, well, I'm just getting back into it.
Yeah.
And so I just approach it that way. So that way I can be happier. Let me say it like that. Happier, because I was like this past year. And then the years before, I've always been goal oriented. And if I don't accomplish the goals, I always kind of feel bad. But then now I'm like, well, no, let me enjoy the process and enjoy me having fun with the things that I love, you know?
That's interesting. I do think that's a good thing. It's mm-hmm. funny because, you know, you get different advice from all different people. Mm-hmm. I've heard, I read something recently, or a video. I don't know where I got this from, but they were like, make your goals fucking outlandish. Right?
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
But if you actually try to accomplish it, you're going to accomplish way more than if it wasn't outlandish.
Yeah.
So like, say if your goal is like, you know, get 100,000 streams. Mm-hmm. Well, then set your goal to get 10 million streams and actually try to get it. You might get 100,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But I get what you're saying. You know, it's good not to be, well, you didn't specifically say number oriented, but I guess it's probably best not to be number oriented. That way you're not setting yourself up for failure and enjoying the process instead of, aiming for this specific thing.
Exactly. I'll say this, that I think that's going to work better for me. Mm-hmm. Whereas like what you're saying, somebody who, there are those people who are like, I'm setting an outlandish goal, whatever, that might work for them better than that would work for me.
Right.
Because like to me, something like that, to be like, I'm getting 1 million streams, sounds almost like unattainable. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes you'll have people who will be like, no, set attainable goals. Mm-hmm. Say you want to drop one song, or drop 5 songs, or drop one project. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there's like a mixture. It's like the same thing with like, I guess, just the way that you live life. People have like, well, you know, I want peace in my life, or I want it to be less chaotic and blah, blah, blah. It works different strokes for different folks, you know? And I've kind of realized that, that I think just enjoying the process and just being able to create stuff that I like every day is like a better and leads to a happier life for me. And then who knows where that'll take me. If that takes me to the other goals that I might once had, then I'm like, cool, you know?
I feel it.
But do you have any resolutions?
My big resolution this year is to try to set myself up for 2023.
Okay.
I think I've told you this before. I think I told you this, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I want to walk the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember you telling me that.
I'm going to do that in 2023.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to do it, but it takes a lot of money to do it. Okay. So this whole year, I'm going to be saving up. I'm going to be working on paying off my credit card, saving up money. And that's the goal.
Damn. Yeah. That sounds dope. How long is that walk?
6 months.
6 months. Wow. That's half the year.
6 months.
Dang,
bro. I want to do it.
Yeah.
And I might start it. And I think only 25% of people, and maybe less, some years it's less, mm-hmm. but only around 1 out of every 4 or 5 people actually accomplish it.
Wow.
Because you'll start it, you'll get hurt, something will happen, or maybe something in life, a life event will throw you off. You know, there could be, you know, a catastrophe or something, you know, who knows?
Exactly.
You can get injured. You can run out of money. Who knows what could happen, but I want to try it. And, man,
that sounds dope, man. That sounds like a dope adventure.
I got all the gear.
Oh, you got all of it?
I got the gear, bro.
Do you have those little, sticks?
Trekking poles.
Oh, you do?
I got trekking poles. Ah! You know what? I've never used them, but I see why those things are fucking important because when I went on the hike, I did the approach trail to the Appalachian Trail.
Okay.
And it's like 11 miles and you're literally, I think it's like 4,000 feet in elevation.
Wow.
And when you do that with like a lot of weight on your back,
You need something to support you.
This helps out so much, having those trekking poles. And I was dead as fuck. And everybody else at the camp, everybody else seemed okay. But I was like, man, my shoulders and back are just fucked. And it's because I didn't have trekking poles. Everybody else had trekking poles. Yeah.
Wow.
But I got them now.
That's dope. So then where does it start and where does it end?
So it starts in Springer Mountain. Not too far from here. It's like an hour and a half or 2 hours from Atlanta.
Okay.
It ends at Mount Katahdin in Maine.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Do they have like a time of the, I guess, year that you, that's best for it to go for, like, versus winter, you know?
So it depends on what you do. There's a northbound route, a southbound route, and a flip-flop. Okay. If you're doing northbound, you would start around March or February, end around September, October-ish in Maine. If you're doing southbound, you could start later. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing a flip-flop, you could start later also. A flip-flop means you would start in the middle, go one way, then come back to the middle, go the other way.
Okay.
And people do that because the weather's better.
Yeah.
You can actually time it to where you have good weather the whole way.
That's crazy. So
I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it yet.
But this year you're figuring it out.
Yep.
Dang, man. That sounds dope as
hell. I'm going
to do it, man. Is it just going to be you, or are you going to take Dot with you?
I can't take her.
Oh, gotcha.
She doesn't like people.
Oh, whoops.
Also, there's sections of the trail that dogs aren't allowed.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah, just going.
Yeah.
Wow, bro. That sounds real crazy.
Yep.
That makes me think of those hikes that people take, like, in Peru or something like that, in those mountains. And it's kind of like, wow, there's, like, a bunch of those all over the world. But that's crazy. But that sounds like a dope goal to, like, a dope resolution to work towards.
Yeah, man. That's my plan. I got to save money. I got to eat rice and beans all year. I'm serious.
It cut to you eating like, oh man, I'm enjoying these tacos today, bro. This is hidden. You should do, which I feel like maybe you've thought about it, do like a series or something like on YouTube. Record yourself like day by day or something.
You're talking about when I do the trail.
Yeah. When you do it and just be like up, or maybe like a month or like a few weeks before you go on the trip and just be like, this is me getting prepared. Yeah. I don't know what to expect.
A lot of people do like documentary type stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
I'll do it.
That's super dope. So then that's like the one big resolution you got?
Yes.
Gotcha. So then when you're gone for 6 months, are you going to release any music before? Or are you going to have?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? Okay.
That's probably just I don't know. Music doesn't really equate into that plan. That's kind of a separate thing. That's kind of like taking a break from the world, kind of saying fuck the world.
It makes sense.
And just going and
you're gonna be one with nature.
Yeah,
I feel it. That sounds like a good break to get away from people and shit.
Yeah,
and be out there, just, you know, watch yourself. You can get what's it called, grizzly spray or whatever, bear spray.
Nah.
No. Are there any bears on the trail?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I get toucans, but
no, I'm not getting bear spray.
That's crazy, but that's dope, man. Yeah. Other than that, I think, I mean, that's way better than, I don't have anything big like that. I think maybe just travel a lot more. Hopefully if things clear up, go overseas.
You know what? With me staying in that hotel recently, I feel like it'd be dope to just go on trips just for like one or two nights, just for the fuck of it. I might do that, even though that's not really saving money. So that's kind of working against my other goal.
Maybe every other month or every 2 months or something, you still take a trip or something. You know, just you got to like factor it in, you know, write down the cost and stuff.
Yeah.
Because like I want to do that. Like I think I want to go to Arizona, even though I just escaped it, you know, but go to Arizona.
Dude, you should check out Helen. I told you about Helen. Helen, Georgia. It's this place that looks like it's like a Dutch town.
Oh, I remember the stories that you put on.
Yeah. On your Instagram. It's a dope spot, yo.
That's crazy.
I might spend a night up there.
Okay. How far is it?
That's like the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's like right up there. It's like 2 hours away.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
There's that. I think Tybee Island is cool too. You've been to Tybee Island.
Did you go with us?
Not with y'all. I went at a different time.
What'd you do down there?
Went to the beach. On Tybee Island Beach. But
well, I mean, duh. It's a
But that's I was just there for like a day, and so went down there with some friends. But I was gonna say, wait, did I go with y'all? Hold on, I'm trying to think.
We shot a video for Tempo that we never dropped. You weren't with us.
No, I wasn't with y'all. But there was another time. Wasn't there another time we were at a beach somewhere shooting a video?
Nah. A beach?
What the fuck am I thinking about? Maybe it wasn't y'all. I can't remember.
I don't think it was us.
All these memories are fading. But
dang, bro.
But no, I want to travel more. So like maybe go to Mexico City or something like that. And I've been thinking about moving to places with my partner, and like we move somewhere for like 3 months and stay there for 3 months.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And like, cause I think we have a goal to possibly live outside of the US for a little bit for like 3 or 4 years or something. And so go to Mexico, see what it's like, if we want to do that, or if not, go to like Spain or
That'd
something.
Be dope. I have this fantasy of getting an RV and just living in an RV and just going wherever, yep. You know.
It sounds like a cool idea, especially if it's like a tricked out RV or something.
I can't afford a tricked out RV.
Oh no, you hit the lotto or something?
I gotta get the one from Breaking Bad.
Oh my god,
it's the only one I can afford.
get the science lab RV.
Yeah.
Start selling meth.
No.
But no, yeah. So I think that goal is like, I think this year I do want to travel more. I want to get outside of the U.S. more, because just to see new places and stuff. And so, because like I think last year I went to see where her family is from.
Oh yeah,
and that was like an experience. And I was like, wow, this is crazy.
I'd love to go down there.
Yep, they have a lot of roosters running around. Literally, in this, like, not just in like neighborhoods, everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're just out there. Like, you'll be at a stoplight and there's like roosters chilling with chickens or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck? And they were talking about, they're like, well, this is like our pigeons. Y'all got a lot of pigeons. This is like our version of pigeons.
It's kind of like that in the country. There's these things called, was it guinea hens or guineas? And they just run around.
No, okay.
We got those in South Carolina.
Well, I don't even. Oh, wait. I think I know what you're talking about. It's like a bird looking thing.
Yeah, it looks like a little chicken, but it's a weird chicken.
Yeah. Man, no, but yeah, I think that's the goal. And then who knows? I don't know. This year feels like it's going to be a good year, since it's 2022 and I like the number 22.
It's been 22 years in the 2000s.
That's crazy. You know, one thing, I had this thought the other day, and sometimes it doesn't make me sad or whatever, but it kind of sucks, because I kind of feel like we're still at the beginning of humanity. And like, I won't get to see all the cool spaceships and shit. And so I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
And so like, what I'm thinking of is like 4,000 years ahead, if humanity's still around, if we're like super advanced, like Star Trek or something. Like, damn, bro, I don't get to see that.
I think we live in a very unique time, because me and you are our generation. Has seen the advent of, like, you know, our parents read newspapers, and you know, we've seen video games go from
Pong.
Snake to fucking Halo 10,
Grand Theft Auto,
yeah,
and now VR and all this crazy.
I see what you're saying though. Like, what's the next version of that? Like, what's gonna make Halo 10 look like Snake?
I was thinking about the other day too, because so like, you know, I think you know about my squabble with like graphics. Like, after a while, I'm like, how real are we trying to get these things? Like, why do we need to keep pushing it? You know, and it's funny.
Yeah, I don't know why you feel like that.
I think it's
I want it to be real as fuck.
Like, I just don't understand. For me, I guess I can't connect with it. Like, why do you want to get as real life when real life is already here?
Yeah, but I can't chop a ninja in half with a sword. And go home at the end of night and not get in trouble.
True. But it's like, I guess I just don't, I guess maybe maybe more so it's a worry. Like, I get worried because, like, have you seen some VR games where people can like shoot each other? Mm-hmm. And it's getting to a point where I'm like, you actually look like you're shooting somebody. Like,
oh, so you're becoming desensitized to these things that
in reality,
shouldn't exist in real life for regular people.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so then people are like, oh, it, you know, I've done this already in virtuality and it looks real and I believe it's real. Now I won't have a worry about doing it in real life.
So how does that affect your real world?
Exactly. Okay. And so that's why I'm like, right now, I'm like, graphics look great right now. Like, you know, we keep pushing, but maybe it's going to bring something else that I don't see coming. That's going to benefit us or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Cause if it was real as fuck, would I really want to chop that ninja in half? Like exactly. I'd see his guts and everything would spill on me.
Exactly. Ew. You know, if you could, cause like, what if it gets to a point where you can actually feel like yeah. there, people said that, I think, I don't know if this is the Joe Rogan podcast or somewhere else. It was some sort of, blog or something. They were talking about that VR people are working on these haptic feedback things so you can kind of feel little bit like what certain things might feel like.
That'd be dope.
And so, but of course, it's like at the beginning stages because, like, you know, so how is somebody going to feel if they get shot in a video game? You know? And yeah. So, have you ever seen that movie, Starship Troopers?
No.
No? Oh, man.
I haven't. That's one of the old ones I never saw.
Man, it's such a good movie. But there's like this thing where they train with these laser tech things, but if you get hit in the chest, it shocks you. Mm. But it makes you immobile and you're just like, and I was like, oh, I wonder if we'll ever get to that point where it's like, feels like that. But yeah, that's like my only worry with like technology. But I also look forward to like all the other cool things that will make, like, you know, planes will probably get doper, spaceships start to happen, you know, or even traveling to other planets, if that's even possible one day, you know.
I kind of we're not going to see that
unless we become robots.
Mm.
We take our brain and we get put inside a robot that just never gets old.
Would you want to be a robot?
Maybe for like 500 years and then I'm done. Not that long.
I'll take it.
Like if I had an option.
But what if you're a vacuum?
A vacuum.
They just turn you into a vacuum.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do that, but.
Well, they did it. You don't have any control.
I feel like there should be a contract that says I should be a robot that gets to, you know, work a job and do what's all
your,
these things.
What's your purpose?
What's my purpose?
Yeah.
Just to see the future.
A vacuum can see the future.
Yeah, but it also sucks up dirt and horrible things in the carpets. Mm. But I'd do it. I think I'd do that for like 500 years. And
did
then,
you see there was this dope episode about that where the vacuum, I mean, I'm spoiling it for, have you seen like Love, Sex and Robots?
Yeah.
Or, there's an episode.
Yeah.
That's the episode. Remember the vacuum episode?
Oh, you're talking about the artist?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a vacuum that became an artist.
Mm-hmm. But it was this famous, really important thing that was a vacuum and people didn't realize that. I forget exactly what it was. Something like that.
Yeah. I can't remember. The creator of it turned it into something and then it became sentient or something like that. It kind of, or was it just creating to create?
I don't remember.
I remember. It was a cool episode. But I mean, maybe that's not so bad. Because then didn't it eventually just go back to being a vacuum?
I don't remember.
Oh. Well,
I don't know why I brought that up.
You're saying it's not so bad to be a vacuum?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
What kind of robot would I be?
I think I just want to see what the next 500 years would look like. And then after that, I'd be like, yeah, just put a plug on me. Then I'm leaving.
What if it's amazing?
It's amazing. I'll probably live in it and I'll probably get bored after a while. I just wanted to see it.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
It's robot suicide right there.
No, I mean, because
you told him to pull the plug.
Exactly. I mean, I'll have it in a contract. And so that's not really suicide. Because robots technically never die unless they break down, right? Or they run out of electricity.
Do robots have souls?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Mm. Keyword yet. No. Mm. I'm pretty sure that pretty soon that what's going to happen is people are going to be like, robots are people too.
I don't know how we got here.
I was talking about, I had a thought.
Technology?
Not being able to see like spaceships and stuff one day, if that ever happens. But you know what would be funny? It'd be the irony in all of that is that if none of that ever comes to fruition.
Well, yeah, I mean, movies from the past thought that the year 2020 would look like the Jetsons with flying cars and shit.
You know, and this brings us back to, what is it called? Having goals every new year. Nobody worked hard enough to bring that to fruition.
I don't know. Have you seen the, so the James Webb Space Telescope? Have you seen, you know about this?
Uh-uh. What's that?
So basically this, telescope project, NASA's biggest project ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a $10 billion build. I think it launched on Christmas Day.
Whoa.
So, you know, it's up there now and it's going to take a while for it to get going, but it's supposed to be like magnitudes times more powerful than Hubble.
Whoa. Okay.
The Hubble telescope. So they're going to be able to see like crazy stuff and crazy far into the future. And NASA is also doing this study where they're talking to scholars about the effects of how it would affect humanity to find out that there's aliens.
So they're trying to be like, is this a good thing or bad thing for us to know?
Yeah. But the timing is kind of interesting because they just launched this telescope and they're like, oh, shit. What if we see some shit?
Should we tell anybody?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You talking about spaceships just made me think about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. I kind of feel like at this point, bro, this is what would happen, right? Let's say in the telescope, they go up there and they're like, holy shit, we see spaceships. We see these aliens talking to each other. We just see all these things. If you mention that to people, what's going to happen? First thing that's going to happen is memes. People are going to make memes of the aliens, of how they act. People are going to be like, why is nobody taking this serious? And people are going to be like, oh, this is what an alien looks like. And then it's just going to be drawn up and stuff or whatever. I don't know. I kind of feel like at this point, I don't think people would care as much because the internet has kind of desensitized people to a lot of things. And so I think it would only be taken seriously if the aliens came and attacked us. Mm. That's when it'd be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, unless they come in contact with us, I don't think people would care.
You might be right.
I think they'd be like, who cares? They're not here. You know, it's cool to know, but I don't think they would care.
I want you to be wrong, but you might be right.
I don't know. It's just, I think that's what it'd be like. Yeah. But it is what it is. We're back. This is not, I'm about to act like this is the intro again. But
welcome to the podcast. It's 2022, man. Crazy.
2023. No, actually. No, I'm joking. This, that moment in the podcast. It's that time.
It's that time.
It's the one and only time for the not all here moment. We're a little short. I'll go first. I feel like you have.
I go first a lot.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Mine's short.
You know. So as you know, well, I don't know if the listeners know. Sometimes you'll notice at the bottom of the screen. Sometimes there's a little dog running around.
Oh yeah.
Or in the corner. You know, that's my dog. Me and my partner's dog named Hawk. Her name's Hawk. Oh, she heard her name. She's coming out right now. she's like, I don't want to be on camera. I don't know if you can see her down here. She's down here. If you want, yep, pick her up. This is her backwards. There you go. So she's a little troublemaker. Little puppy. And look at these big meaty paws. They're like really big. Anyway, there's a little not on here moment with her. It's nothing crazy. You know, sometimes I suplex my dog and sometimes I put her in the torture rack.
Dang, bro.
But it's deserved.
I need to call dog services.
Dog services, child services. No, a lot of the time when it's time to go to sleep, you know, we have like a little bed for her and we tell her, hey, go lay in your bed, go to sleep, fine. But she gets accustomed to sleeping in our bed. And if like we don't give her attention, she always comes up to the bed to the side and is like, hey, let me up so I can lay down.
Mm.
And we ignore her. Well, one time we have this little, I guess you'd call it like not a love seat, but it's like a little mini couch on the side in the corner of the room. She likes to jump up there. Don't look at me like I'm lying. She likes to jump up there. And one time she tried to jump and I told her, I was like, okay, we'll bet if you can jump and make it, you'll get on the bed. So I went like this. I was like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Without hesitation, she jumps, hits the side of the bed, flips over and falls.
Damn.
Yep.
Fail.
Epic fail. She's fine.
Epic fail.
I think we picked her up and put her on the bed anyway, but for her attempt, but, she likes to do a lot of random things. And I have, my partner, she takes a lot of, photos of her at the most interesting times where she's looking real like, let's see, do I have a photo? I don't know if I'll put this on the screen, but, there's this photo of her.
I don't understand what I'm looking at.
Her. That's her. That's her looking back.
What makes...
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Oh.
She's like, is that a demon?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's her looking back like this.
Oh, okay. Like the little gopher look.
Uh-huh. A little gopher look. And then I have like this other video that I won't put up there because it's like a little TikTok video. I was doing a random thing trying to predict her future.
Mm.
And she didn't want to look at the camera. So she did it backwards. And I can actually show you where she goes like this.
How does her future turn out?
Well, you'll find it right here. I'm showing him the video. This is our backwards.
More of the same.
Yep. All
right.
But yeah, so, but she's a little troublemaker. She'll yell at you and bark at you and stuff like that. But she's, look at it. She's getting excited because she's like, stop talking shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my not all here.
All right. I got one.
All right.
We're going to keep it with the dogs.
Okay.
So when I was home, mm-hmm. This was a while ago, and I don't remember exactly, you know, exactly how this happened, but it happened. Mm-hmm. So I was downstairs. Both of my parents were, I was in my parents' house, you know, mm-hmm. in South Carolina. They were both upstairs and I was downstairs. Now, if you don't know, my dad's a dog trainer. Mm-hmm. So we have a ton of dogs. Like there's literally always like, you know, 6-8 dogs in the house at all times. There's a bunch outside as well, but those are the indoor dogs. So I was doing something, probably doing reviews or something. And there's this dog that just keeps walking around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just hear like click clacking. And at first I didn't think anything of it. And then I smelled something. And it smelled really bad. Right.
Okay.
So I get up and go to the kitchen and there's an air vent in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. This dog took a shit. A runny, nasty shit. Directly over the air vent.
Wow.
And I think this was in the summer. So
it was, my God.
It was blowing air, but this air.
Oh my God.
It's just filling the house with just shit air.
Shit air.
And then I'm looking at the vent and I don't know how to open this vent. I don't know if I should open this vent. And then I'm looking down in the vent and you see it dropped like way down.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, if I do open the vent, how do I clean it? Like,
yeah.
And then I think my dad woke up because it was like super late. Mm-hmm. And I told him about it and he went and looked and he was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, so he cleaned it and he had to.
Oh, my God.
Way reach. In there.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wonder how that dog knew that. He was like, your dog was like, this is going to mess him up right here. This is going to mess him up right here.
This is what they get for not walking me properly.
That's hilarious.
Took a runny ass shit in the air vent.
Having pets is always interesting because interesting moments happen in your life.
And since then, from now on, when we go to sleep, they put a stool over the air vent in the house just to make sure nobody shits on the air vent.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Damn. I wonder if dogs like try to push it over. Like, hey, get this out of here. I got to get them up. That's hilarious.
But yeah.
Oh, dogs are hilarious.
That's the podcast.
That's the podcast. It's the end of the first episode of the new year.
Let's make this year a great year.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Cut to a fourth lockdown. No.
Bring happiness into your life.
Welcome happiness into
welcome
your
life. Welcome it. Embrace it.
Embrace it. Punch it. Beat it up. Repel, kidnap it.
Repel the darkness.
Ah, yes. Make sure your lights are on. But yeah, if you're listening to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps to reach new listeners. Yeah, like I said, hopefully everybody had a good new year, safe new year. Everybody was just chilling. Other than that, follow Not All Here podcast on Instagram. Follow Cool Ass People. Follow It's Easy L. And also
follow JRB the producer on any of the platforms. And follow where your heart guides you.
Exactly. We'll catch you on the next one.
Yep.
Peace.